Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inspire, to inform, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your humble host, and we're coming to you from our World Broadcast Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina. Today is Friday, July 27th, 2018, and today's podcast title, Living a Life of Character. Let's dive in. So what is this thing you speak of called character? And why should I be concerned about it? Now, character is moral integrity, it's ethics, it's honesty, it's loyalty, it's courage. This is your reputation, traits that describe you at your core. It's your disposition, your distinguishing qualities. The character is the sum of who you are as an individual. Now, in my opinion, one of the highest compliments that a person can ever be paid is to be described as a man or woman of character. Character is not something that's inherited or genetic, although some scientists may argue that point. Perhaps there are those in society who have a dominant evil gene. I believe that character is a code you choose to live by. It's a lifestyle. It's a daily choice to do the right thing in spite of living in a world often that appears devoid of moral character and decency. What about our society? Let's talk about that for a minute. What have I witnessed in the last half century of my life? Well, I'm glad that you asked that question. Let's see, as a teen, I grew up, well, not a teen, I guess younger than a teen, I grew up limited to three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Recall it was being black and white before we got that color TV, but on TV, the shows that I like to watch, there was a moral application in each of the TV shows. It was either don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, be respectful of others. You get the picture. Two of my favorites, Andy Griffith and the Beverly Hillbillies. How about morals on TV today? Not so much. You know, I'm thankful that I was raised in a family where character was not only taught, but demanded. I'm thankful that there were no gray areas for me. It's either right or wrong. And that hasn't changed, by the way, in spite of what society may want you to think. You know, I'm thankful that I was encouraged to go to church. I'm thankful for my faith, for my moral foundation that provides me with meaning and direction in my life. Now, you tell me what your kids are being exposed to today, and then you tell me that that garbage is good for them or society. You know, the moral depravity depicted on TV shows, reality shows, and movies is beyond anything I could have ever imagined, and at times it's shocking. You know, what happens if you call someone out on this? Well, you're labeled a hater, and you should be silenced. Parents, wake up. Your kids are being brainwashed by Hollywood. And if you want to see some of the most messed up people on the planet, check out some of those folks. It's called social engineering, and it's being shoved down our throats with the pressure of a fire hose. Every day on TV, social media, you name it, it's what they promote as the new normal. If this is, in fact, the new normal, then don't invite me to that party. What do they want us to think? They want us to think that everything's okay. And I do mean everything. Anything goes. And I can guarantee that this is not what our founding fathers envisioned when this country was formed. Do I sound like I'm on a soapbox? Well, maybe so. So I'll get down. I said what I needed to say. And know this, that I did so in a tame and polite fashion. I do have an opinion if you ask for me to give it to you. I will, if you want the unedited version, probably a little more harsh, but I'll say this. If you're a parent today, you are that child's first line of defense, and it's totally up to you to raise your kid so that he or she has a fighting chance of living a life of decency and character. Some of you may be saying, my kid can do whatever he or she wants, that's up to them. Could that be a problem? Well, there's your sign. You need to be involved, and you need to set the standards in your home. Now let's look at ourselves. Let's take a deep look in the mirror. How about you? Are you a person of high character? How's your reputation? What are you known for? Do you have a moral compass? Let's take a look at some of the traits of a person with character. How about honesty? You know, this is so important and can never be underestimated. There's nothing more distasteful than a dishonest person. Telling a single lie usually requires many more to support the first, and what you thought to be harmless often leaves disaster in its wake. A simple rule, tell the truth always, and you never have to worry about what happens when the lie bomb explodes, which they usually do sooner or later. Additionally, once you've been branded a liar, it will stick with you. sometimes for a lifetime. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand, both in words and in deeds, and they're revealed over time, especially when no one is watching. How about empathy? Having empathy towards others is an essential quality for a person of character. This is your ability to understand and feel the emotions of the other person. True empathy is real and not mere words that are spoken when someone's in distress or in need of human understanding and at times a shoulder to lean on. Sending an emoji with a tear running down the face will do absolutely nothing to assuage the emotions of someone in pain. Be there for those in need. Let them know that you care for them and do all you can within your power to help. How about respect? Respect towards others is an absolute when it comes to character. This means respect towards everyone, regardless of their position, their skin color, their religion, their orientation, financial state, political views, or anything else you can think of. You don't always have to agree with others, nor would that be expected, but to respect someone as a fellow human is just common courtesy. If you expect to be respected, then give respect to others first. If you keep in mind that you're no more important than anyone else on this planet, you'll do absolutely fine. I always like to say, janitor or CEO, both should be treated with the same level of respect and courtesy. How about kindness? Kindness, that's the secret weapon for success. You know, it belongs to those who've mastered the art of kindness. This is a no-brainer. And if you don't get it, then you'll likely never understand. Being kind to others will open doors for you that you never dreamed possible. Being a likable person and treating others with kindness is an amazing gift, which we're so privileged to be able to give to others. And if you can't be kind to others, then be comfortable being the person who is despised and lonely. A warm, genuine smile and your time go a long way in your unselfishness to providing someone with a little bit of happiness. And you might get that title of being labeled a kind person. How about manners? This is a broad category, but one which definitely needs to be mentioned. Possessing and displaying good manners is an essential quality for a person of character. Good manners can be demonstrated by not gossiping, by holding the door for others, by standing and shaking someone's hand when greeting, by allowing others to go first, and a lot of other gestures of diplomacy and etiquette. And I'll use this section to include some comments which could also be in the respect category and are relevant given this current era of exposure. If you're a man, demonstrate good manners and the highest respect for women. Making inappropriate comments or thinking that your position of power otherwise allows you certain indiscretions with women places you in a certain category lower than vermin. If you have children, teach them manners and respect, which hopefully you demonstrate in your life on a daily basis. So, what will your legacy be? What will people say about you when you're gone? What do your family members think about you right now? How about your friends, your coworkers? What do you like when nobody else is around? Are you a person of authentic character? Are there two versions of you? Is there a Sunday version and a rest of the week version? You know, there are, of course, a lot more qualities of character that could have been added to this list today. But the list mentioned should always be considered in a description of a person of character. Parents, teach your kids well the value of character and instill in them a desire to stand up for values, for honesty, for integrity. The next generation is depending on you. As the rest of us, be the person who makes a difference in the lives of those around you. Stand up for values, decency, truth, faith, kindness, and love. Be a person of character and try every day to make someone else's life a little brighter. You know, in doing so, you'll find that your life has actually been enhanced as well. That's our podcast for today. Thank you for joining us. And please pass this on to all your contacts on social media and subscribe to the show. We have a lot of great stuff coming up, and I hope you join us. Check us out every Friday. And if you're subscribed, you'll be notified of some special podcasts that are going to appear from time to time during the week. I hope you have an awesome weekend. Until next week.